The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Did the Russians purge 200,000 voters from eligible voter rolls in NYC? The corporate media stream, particularly the news corporations that have a left-leaning agenda, have gone on incessantly about allegations that the Russians influenced the outcome of the 2016 presidential election in the United States. Are the allegations that accuse Russians of influencing an election outcome include allegations of hacking and or purging eligible American voters from the voter rolls to favor a preferred candidate? Did the Russians create a political super PAC to take in an unlimited amount of cash to pay for U.S. political ads in U.S. television markets? Did the Russians host U.S. political candidates at an American-Russian Public Affairs Committee conference where candidates for president gave speeches about how they will propose policies favorable to Russia, much in the same way that the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee does for Israel? No, no, and no, they did not. What Russian trolls are accused of doing is spending a whopping $100,000 on social media adverts compared to the combined billions of dollars spent by both Trump and Clinton campaigns and the various super PACs supporting either candidate. The U.S. media continues to push this unlikely narrative without providing any credible evidence that Russians influenced the 2016 presidential election outcome. Did nefarious forces influence the outcome of the election? Yes, it appears so, but the establishment media has largely ignored how the election was illegally influenced by the purging of eligible American voters in at least two states, possibly three. The Democratic National Committee has admitted in the DNC lawsuit that it did not run a fair election and that from the start, Hillary Clinton was the predetermined winner of the Democratic primary. In order to predetermine a candidate, in order to ensure the outcome, the DNC took various steps which influenced the outcome of their primary elections. The most glaring example of illegal influence in the election happened in the Democratic primary in at least three states that saw massive voter purges. Arizona, California, and New York all had their primary elections influenced by coordinated efforts to purge American voters from the voter rolls, not by Russians, but by the very people charged with making sure American elections remain free and fair. In case you are one of those people who need some shred of credible evidence before ranting about conspiracies to influence an election outcome, look no further than the New York City Board of Elections, which just admitted in a lawsuit that it illegally purged over 200,000 New Yorkers from the voting rolls in a move that benefited the DNC's choice for the nomination, Hillary Clinton. The city's Board of Elections illegally purged over 200,000 New Yorkers from the rolls, violating both federal and state law. According to an article published over 6 days ago, after many Brooklyn residents arrived at the polls during last year's presidential primary to learn they were deemed ineligible to vote, the good government group Common Cause New York filed suit. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and the Brooklyn U.S. Attorney's Office joined the litigation. But rather than sling it out in a Brooklyn federal court, the sides have been working on a settlement for months. Here we have a clear violation, not just clear, but an admitted violation of state and federal U.S. election laws, but no one is being charged criminally. We asked conservative political activist Dinesh D'Souza how he felt about the case, considering how he was charged and pled guilty in the state of New York to violating U.S. election laws, but the frequent tweeter has yet to comment. It is quite astonishing that not even Republicans are raising a stink about the illegal voter purge that, with a combination of other factors, help Hillary Clinton to the Democratic Party nomination. This is just another example of those with political connections often escaping the long arm of the law. This is just another example of America's failed justice system, where those guilty of criminal violations of the most sacred of rights of Americans can get off with just a slap on the wrist. Voters in New York should not settle for reforms, but should be demanding that the guilty be criminally prosecuted. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Support independent media today by making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project by visiting us online at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.